Hello and welcome to Girlfriend Translator, episode 13.
Thanks for the intro.
Sure. We're in a new city, Budapest.
Yes.
Okay.
And this is the Valentine's Day special.
No, it's not.
I'm just joking. Oh, but the first question is about Valentine's Day, so are you ready for it?
I'm sorry, it can be. Why do I react that way?
Because you don't want to make anything a thing.
Like, I just could never imagine anything associated with me being a Valentine's Day special. Unless I was totally kidding, but maybe we are, and that's what that is.
I was kind of joking.
Gotcha, I knew no, I know you would never, yeah.
React very viscerally, Jesus. And you did.
So. Oh, God.
Okay. So this one comes from a user named 30M32F Wedding, which is a reference to the question that you're about to hear. Okay, so the title is Advice. I want to go to my friend's wedding and my girlfriend can't come. The person asking this question is a 30-year-old male, mm-hmm. and his girlfriend is 32. So here's the question. I've been dating my girlfriend for about 2.5 months now.
That sounds sweet. They must be so excited.
Yeah. With Valentine's Day coming up, my girlfriend kept the weekend before Valentine's Day and the weekend after Valentine's Day open for us to spend time together.
And Valentine's Day is on a Monday, so it would be that weekend of, like, if that's yes. what that is. Let's yeah. make sure I got it. Okay.
The weekend of and the weekend after.
Right.
I have already planned out the weekend of Valentine's Day, but we have yet to plan anything concrete for the weekend after. She rejected potential plans with a friend to go to Vegas for the entire weekend.
She rejected.
Yes.
Okay.
She rejected potential plans with a friend to go to Vegas for the entire weekend.
Oh, good.
In order to keep that weekend free for us to spend time. She also expressed that she really didn't want to go to Vegas and would rather spend time together, but I feel like she was just saying that.
Oh, no, no. No, she might really not want to go to Vegas.
So my friend of 8 years has just told me that they are having a small private wedding the weekend after Valentine's Day, and I would like to attend. However, since this will be a small, intimate gathering, people are not allowed a plus one with the exception of spouses. I brought this up with my girlfriend and expressed interest in going.
What?
It's not a whole day event, just reception and dinner. I was expecting her to be supportive, but instead she mentioned that I'm not putting her first, and I should have already told them I had plans for the weekend instead of even bringing it up to her. I told her it would only be for a couple of hours.
Wait,
on Saturday.
She canceled Vegas for him? Is that it?
Yes.
And he won't... He knew that and he still did this?
His friend of 8 years. It's this friend... He's known this friend for a
while. You have to qualify it. I'm just trying to get the facts sorted out.
Yeah, so he's kind of prefacing it by her saying, like, she's being self-sacrificing, so he should be as well. But
well, maybe not that. It might not be that big a deal, but maybe early on in a relationship it might...
Yeah.
Why can't she go to the wedding?
I don't know. That's weird to me.
If she canceled the Vegas thing.
I guess the friend has a rule, which is odd.
But that she'd be a spouse.
Yeah, I don't.
What kind of a rule is that?
I don't know.
Why would you want to go to a wedding alone?
That is odd.
I mean, if you had the option and you had someone, even if you didn't, you know, I'd bring a friend.
Yeah.
Because it's more fun.
Yeah, I guess.
Just because those people know each other doesn't mean you would know them. Doesn't mean any of the guests know each other.
Just people are not allowed a plus one with the exception of spouses.
Wait. They won't include boyfriends and girlfriends and spouses?
It doesn't seem like
it. Well, that sounds like a weirdo.
So I brought this up with my girlfriend and expressed interest in going. It's not a whole day event, just reception.
Who's this weird friend?
It's just reception and dinner. I was expecting her to be supportive, but instead she mentioned that I'm not putting her first, and I should have told my friend that I had plans for the weekend instead of even bringing this to her. I told her it would only be for a couple of hours on Saturday.
Why can't she go?
We will be spending all Friday, most of Saturday, and Sunday together. She just got really upset with me and canceled the entire weekend and most of the plans that we had for Valentine's Day weekend.
The wedding part, that's the weird part, because that's really weird. Why? Because I've never even heard of anybody doing that. I've never even heard of, you can't. Then invite fewer people.
Right.
So they can bring someone.
Right.
I mean, if you want your guests to have a nice time, if you don't want guests, don't have any.
Mm-hmm.
But don't be that strict.
Yeah.
I don't want to go to your dumb wedding.
Right.
Personally, that's just, it's not really considering the comfort of the guests.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're married?
I guess so.
Maybe that's what she's thinking is weird. Maybe she doesn't buy this because it sounds so, I've never heard of that. Maybe it's common now. I'm not dead, okay? I'm living in the world. trust me. This is weird to me.
Uh-huh.
I think it's rude just etiquette-wise, to me that's just rude. If you're having a small wedding, then invite the amount of people you want, assuming there'll be a plus one.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's too many, then cut back on the overall. Don't you see? Like, assume that they're going to come with someone.
Right.
And it really is awkward if you don't know anybody,
mm-hmm.
to just stand there alone.
Uh-huh.
But I'm not saying that if you're comfortable doing that, you shouldn't. You should. Uh-huh. But a lot of people aren't.
Right.
And it can be really boring. And an intimate gathering, like that's just weird. I don't get that. So maybe she doesn't believe him.
Interesting.
Like, honestly, that sounds weird to me overall. And I think that she might even be confused. Maybe she's confused as to why she feels odd.
So he said here that she got really upset and canceled the entire Valentine's Day weekend.
Yeah, I know.
Whenever she gets upset, she constantly cancels plans to express how upset she is. What should I do?
Constantly?
Apparently.
In 2.5 months?
That's a weird way to phrase it, isn't it?
Well, unless it's true.
Unless it's true.
In which case, just don't go out with her anymore.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't even call her your girlfriend yet. That's weird to me because if she did cancel Vegas, that was kind of a nice gesture. I mean, yeah, you didn't ask her to, but it was nice.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't it kind of a nice, thoughtful thing to do?
I think so.
I'm not saying, like, I don't know that she meant it to be self-sacrificing, but I think the fact that of all the things to go to, a wedding is generally something you go to with a girlfriend or a spouse.
Right.
So that's really odd.
Mm-hmm.
Of all the things you're going to go to without her.
Yeah.
A wedding?
Uh-huh.
Reception?
Right.
That's usually when you want people to bring their spouses. You want them to be comfortable. You want them to have fun.
Right.
Apparently these people don't. So I don't blame her for thinking that that's really weird. I think he's totally missing that. Uh-huh. How weird that is.
Uh-huh.
I don't care if you do it. You're weird too. Okay? Because it's just not very nice for the person who's... Because they don't all know each other. They know you.
Right.
And they know the bride and the groom, or the groom and the groom, or the bride and the bride, or whatever. They know them, but mm-hmm. they don't know each other.
Right.
And I don't want to go if it's like a mixer. I don't want that pressure.
Yeah.
Okay, no one does.
Yeah.
Not if they're adults. And I don't think kids do either, frankly. But so she's probably thinking like auto. It's like an autocorrect in her head, like... Wedding? Well, why wouldn't you want me to come?
Mm-hmm.
Not realizing that this guy that planned this, that doesn't compute for me at all. I've never heard of this. I've never been to a wedding like that in my life. Mm-hmm. It can even be awkward when you bring a plus one, mm-hmm. if you don't know anyone.
Mm-hmm.
And I really haven't been to a lot of big weddings. Mm-hmm. I have when I was younger, but like a kid, that's just uncomfortable for the people, for the guests. So don't have guests.
Mm-hmm.
Only if you're married.
That's weird.
He's choosing to call her his girlfriend after 2.5 months. I don't know that I would.
Uh-huh.
I might say I'm seeing someone.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know what's going on there, but he sounds annoyed. They don't seem... I can understand why she would be confused by that.
Uh-huh.
But I don't understand why she's canceling everything all the time. So if she's canceling everything all the time, what are these weddings? What's going on now? Like, what's happening in the world? Just come on, don't bring it there. Why? Why do you make a distinction between spouses? Legal? I mean, what is this?
Gotta bring your papers.
What the hell? So, I can see why she'd be annoyed,
mm-hmm.
because that's objectively weird. But right. if it was like your friends, like your guy friends, and I'd still think that was weird. Because if you knew she was canceling that because she wanted to spend time with you and you're in a new relationship, just... I don't think she's as bad as he is. Sorry. Because I kind of see what she's... You know, you kind of want to make a good impression at first. You kind of want to be a little more... Kind of your best self.
Right.
Why is a guy putting a silly wedding where you can't bring anyone? Why does he want to go so badly?
That's a good question.
He wants to see them... It has this love blossom before him and he's...
Before his eyes.
I just don't get it. Like, who cares? And if it's so short notice, they don't seem to care.
That's a good
point.
I don't
think they care if you come.
That's a very good point.
And they certainly don't want you to bring anyone.
Fuck you.
They don't seem to like people.
Yeah, they don't. That's funny.
I would personally, if I liked her, I would can that stupid wedding. I'd be like, fuck that. And I'd be hanging out with her. Because she was nice.
Yeah.
She wanted to spend time with me.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even want me to bring my girlfriend.
Right.
Like, whatever.
That's a good point.
That's what I think.
So this one comes from a user named Throwaway baby present, so it's a throw. Whoa. It's a throwaway account.
Why okay, is that so relevant? Why is that? Like, how come you know that? How do they? Oh, never mind. I don't care.
Because it says throw RA.
Why do they need to tell you? Why does any version of anything need anyone to know that it's a throwaway account?
I don't know. Maybe okay. It's, you know, I don't know.
Like, why is that relevant in any for any reason, even if it's just a auto thing?
Maybe it's like, oh, we, like, you know that I'm being, like, clandestine about, like, I don't know. Oh, maybe okay. That's like some kind of like.
We could do another show about that. I don't know. Podcast.
Throwaway Reddit accounts.
Yes.
Yeah. So the title of this one is My Wife Accused Me of Cheating with My Boss Because She Sent a Gift Set for Our Baby.
My God!
Okay, so.
That seems nice to me. Yeah. Oh, I'm just going to, okay, that's my reaction.
So the wife is 32 years old. I don't know how old the husband is. Okay, so here's the story. My daughter was born in September, and my boss recently returned from dealing with some things overseas for several months. She sent me a gift set for our baby containing lots of baby clothes and shoes. This is not anything special that she did for me alone. She also did the same for my male coworker when he became a dad a couple of years ago.
Well, even if she did it for you, I know.
And three of our female coworkers when they became mothers.
Oh my God.
I took the gift set home and was super grateful, thinking my wife would be thrilled. Instead, she flipped out and accused me of cheating.
Okay.
I have not a single clue where any of this came from.
It's called postpartum depression.
My wife said my boss obviously sent that because we are close.
No.
She said I must be sleeping with my boss for her to spend that money on a baby. I explained it was nothing special and she did it for all the coworkers in our department, but she ignored that. What do I do? Any insight on where this might be coming from?
How old is this?
The baby was born in September.
Maybe she's got postpartum depression. I mean, maybe this has been going on for a while.
Uh-huh.
Maybe it's something she's been dealing with alone and not wanting. Who knows?
Yeah.
But that sounds like, if that's not her, if that's not like her, I would worry about that it's some postpartum depression, because that doesn't sound rational.
No.
I would worry about her.
Yeah.
I mean, that sounds kind of serious to me.
Yeah.
I would definitely go for, that would be my first concern. Mm-hmm. Because that doesn't sound rational.
No.
And he seems surprised by it.
Yes.
So it's not something he's used to from her. She might have postpartum depression.
Mm-hmm.
I would definitely, definitely, definitely get some help for her.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even going to go further than that. I really do think that's your number one priority.
Interesting.
Rule that out and then deal with the rest.
No, and I think that you're right. If he seems surprised by this, then it must not be typical behavior.
No,
she must not be a paranoid person.
If that's
person.
Not her, then he should see a doctor.
Yeah.
Get her to a doctor. You're going to be the dad, the husband. You're going to have to be strong, and you're going to have to think of what's best for the family here.
Right.
And you've got to get her in for help.
Right.
And they can help. Okay, next. Sorry.
I'm
worried about them.
This one comes from another throwaway account.
Dear
just a bunch
God.
Of bunch of letters and numbers.
Another
one. The title is My Girlfriend Thinks Giving a Necklace to a Friend as a Gift is Inappropriate While Being in a Relationship.
Is inappropriate?
Yes.
Okay.
Is it really?
Wait, to your guy friends or
to a friend that's a girl.
Okay.
So this guy is 27, he's a man, obviously. Okay, so he says, my friend's birthday came up, who's a girl, and I got her a necklace as a gift. 5 to 6 months ago, we both went to a jewelry shop to pick up some stuff for her friend, and while we were there...
Was her friend a guy?
What was that?
Just kidding.
And while we were there, she really liked this necklace but couldn't afford it at the time. So when her birthday came around, I got her that.
How long have you been friends with her?
I didn't think much of it, and it never crossed my mind that my partner would care. The thing is, my partner really cares about it, and things became worse when instead of telling me how she felt about it, she told me I can fix it by getting her a necklace, too.
Maybe she was being sarcastic.
I told her that I'll do that for her birthday, and she said, I have to do it in all caps.
What?
I asked her, do I have to do it? And she told me, yes, I have to. I told her, yeah, I'm not going to do that. She's upset with me right now, which I think is unfair. I told her off because... She was putting it as a requirement, and I don't cave that easily. Later, she told me that the gift was inappropriate and I shouldn't have given that to another woman while in a relationship.
Well, I hope you don't mind if she gives her guy friend a nice bomber jacket. You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
A box of cigars.
I don't think it was inappropriate because this friend was basically my sister. Obviously, we're not obviously, we're not biologically related, but we've grown up together. I've known her all my life because our fathers are best friends. How can I politely explain to my partner that if she demands something from me, it ain't happening? And this particular gift ain't inappropriate. When I try to talk to her, she's always moody with me.
Why are you with a girl? Don't be with her. I don't think that's completely out of line for her to be a little bit.
No.
I also don't think it's completely out of line for him to want to give someone who he's been friends with his whole life a nice gift.
Yeah.
But I think his response to her is a little bit obnoxious.
Yes.
He seems more, I don't know, a little bit nicer to his friend than he is to this girlfriend, which it should probably be the other way around.
Yes.
I don't think that you necessarily need to be nicer to either one of them, but I don't think that, I think that's kind of insensitive.
I think so too.
I don't know how the guy would respond if you did that with your guy friend that you grew up with.
Right.
I think that's the best way to look at anything for everybody.
Yeah.
Is how would you feel?
Yeah.
If you feel like that would be fine with you, think about it a little bit longer. Go through all the thoughts. Walk through the experience in your head.
Mm-hmm.
If you still feel that way, okay, you're unusual.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is kind of, especially if you're not married, you haven't been together. I don't know. He seems really obnoxious about it.
Yeah.
Her caps maybe are obnoxious. I don't know what that was. I don't know. My sense of it is that he's being kind of a dick about it.
Uh-huh.
I'm not saying that the situation he's dealing with is inappropriate or that he was wrong to do it. I just think he didn't communicate that very well.
Yes.
And I think his response to her, maybe, I think if she's upset, it's not because she doesn't like you. It's not because she doesn't care.
Mm-hmm.
It's because she does.
Right.
If that bothers you, I don't know if you should be with someone or not with her.
Right.
Or if she's got other problems, if she's like kind of needy, kind of latches on, maybe this is you pushing her away. Because to think about someone that, to the extent that you thought about this friend of yours, kind of when you're in a relationship, that is a bit unusual. Usually that the person you're going to think that way about is going to be the person you're in the relationship with.
Right.
Oh, I remember her saying this, so don't you see that sounds like the girlfriend?
Yes.
More than the friend.
Right.
He sounds more annoyed with his girlfriend.
Yes.
So I question a lot of things here. I just think, I don't know if he really wants to be with this woman.
Right.
I think he might want to be with his girl, like this other friend.
Yes.
Because he's more thoughtful.
Yes.
I mean, that's quite sensitive to remember this and then get something for her. That sounds like how you should feel about your girlfriend.
Yes.
Not your friend.
Yes.
I have friends I've known my whole life.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll do something really nice for them.
Mm-hmm.
But,
Yeah.
I would definitely do that for the person I'm with.
Yeah.
Maybe once in a while. Maybe I would do that for my sister.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, probably not, though. I might. I don't know. I just think that that's something I would do for someone I was in love with or...
Right.
I don't know. I'm not saying it's out of the question. It's just there's such a difference in the way that he speaks about his girlfriend than the way he speaks about this person.
Right.
And that's really the issue to me is maybe she has a point that maybe you should feel that way about, you can't manufacture feelings you don't have, so you shouldn't be with the person.
Yeah.
But she might have a point. You might want to think about that. Like, maybe that's how you might want to feel when you're in love. Like, maybe that's a good way to feel when you really love someone. Maybe how you feel about this woman isn't how you want to feel.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe she doesn't want that either. And maybe that would be better for both of you not to find people you can feel that way about.
Right.
Even if it's not your friend.
Mm-hmm. Someone
right. like him. I get that you ain't caving. It's like, I just don't know why you would want to be with someone you felt that way about. I just don't think I ain't caving is the way I want to feel about the person I'm with.
Yeah.
That isn't the person you're going to feel that way with. That might be your boss, your friend, some jerk that you bought something from, some asshole on a bus. I think that's not going to be the person I want to be with 24/7.
Some asshole on a bus.
Maybe. Do you know what I mean?
I do.
So maybe you guys just, I don't see anything wrong with moving on, because she'll find who she belongs with. You'll find who you belong with.
Right.
Or not. Or mm-hmm. You can do this. Like, personally, I'm not invested. Yeah. But
you ain't caving.
I just look at the fact that that's weird. Like, okay, ooh. Well, you're really showing her. Why do you need to show her? Like, she's your friend, right? She's your buddy. She's like the best friend. Like, you're going to feel closer to this person than anyone. They're going to have your back.
Right.
And you're going to have hers.
Yeah.
Well, you don't. And she doesn't. Mm-hmm. I don't know that she does or doesn't, but she's hurt.
Yeah.
I think she's hurt.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's all your fault. I'm just saying maybe you guys aren't right for each other.
Yeah.
And I'm not even saying he's right for his friend, mm-hmm. but he does have a very kind, warm, sensitive side, a very deep, thoughtful side if he did that for his friend. Uh-huh. And it ain't for what's her butt. You know, he's sick of this woman, you can tell. So break up with her. Let her go. Let her have a life. Let her find someone.
I know.
You find someone too. I'm very, like, I can say that about just about any. I always feel like, cut your losses.
So I didn't, purposefully, I didn't mention this one detail because it wasn't apparent to me either.
Okay.
So after reading this post, I scrolled down.
He revealed that that's his mother. The one he's not caving to.
I ain't caving.
I just picture this biker chick with a mouth. You know, one of those potty mouths or something. Like, that's the picture I have of that one. And the friend is just lovely. And just so lovely. You know what I mean? Just wholesome and perfect. But this chick that he's with is a... This woman has... I don't know. She's been around the block. You know, she's... I'm not putting her down. I'm just saying she's a tough broad, you know? She's probably not at all.
So apparently the person who posted this...
Doesn't exist.
No. By the time I screenshot.
Someone, yeah.
By the time I screenshot this one, he had edited it. And as I went through the comments, people were saying, holy shit, I'd be upset too if my boyfriend spent $900 on a necklace for his friend.
Then, yes, I think that she's got... Yeah.
And he deleted that part that said $900.
Oh, so yeah, whatever.
So now this version that I accessed.
I stand by my response. I just stand by my response.
So he
that's just kind of lame.
He was getting a lot of flack, so he removed that from the original post, but not before I could see the comments that were all having their jaws dropping at the fact that he dropped $900 on this.
Were they guys and girls? Or
yes.
What? So it's both. What are the guys? Okay.
Everyone was like, dude... When I read this at first, I thought, like, okay, 50, 30 bucks for a necklace, like, whatever, for a friend. And then I read $900.
Yeah, you can't get much for 30 bucks.
No.
But 900 is a bit. He doesn't want this woman.
No, he doesn't want that girl.
He might want the other one.
Yeah.
And I don't know that he wants the other one. I don't care about her.
Yeah.
She might feel something about that for the girl.
Uh-huh.
Like, if I was the friend who received that, I'd be like, does your girlfriend know?
Uh-huh.
Because I'd be hurt for her.
Yes.
I'd be embarrassed. I would not want to be dragged into that.
No.
So I don't know. You know.
People were saying that too. They're like, I don't even know if I'd want to receive a gift that was worth $900.
No.
Like, what are you
doing,
dude?
I wouldn't feel right about that. I'd feel bad for her.
Yeah. So yeah, he apparently...
If you don't want to cave, don't cave then. Don't be with her.
He ain't caving.
Yeah, no kidding.
No
one's got a gun to your head.
No. So that was, do you want a bonus episode? I have an extra one, if you'd like.
A bonus episode?
Sorry, a bonus question.
Okay.
Okay, so this one, here we go. This is another throwaway account.
Okay.
Okay, so I, 22-year-old male, am currently in a relationship with a woman who's 31. We met on Tinder, and it started out as a fling, but after a few months, we started dating. Hmm. After scrolling through Facebook for the first time, I stumbled across...
Ever?
First time in years, he said. Sorry, I missed that part.
In years?
Yeah.
Since he was 12?
I guess since he was, yeah.
I haven't,
a wee lad.
I haven't been on Facebook since middle school.
I stumbled upon her husband's page.
Oh, no!
They are both teachers, so it was easy to find his email.
Oh, my God!
As much as I like this woman,
break up with her!
I don't feel comfortable at all dating a married woman.
Then don't!
Should I... But okay, so he's going to break up with her, but should I send an email to tell the husband?
No.
Okay.
That's not... His, you don't know him.
Okay.
That's between them.
Okay.
I wouldn't get involved.
Okay.
You're not the what are you, the marriage police? You've done enough. Break up with her.
Yeah.
What's she doing on Tinder?
I fuck if I know.
What the hell is she doing on Tinder? Yeah. I would question that.
Yeah.
But if you're 22, I don't know, maybe you're like, ooh.
Uh-huh.
That's awful. Honest to God, like to do that.
Yeah.
I don't care what her husband did.
No.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Grow up.
Yeah.
What's your problem?
Yeah.
Anybody that has to be duplicitous like that, who is in a marriage, that is messed up. Because all you have to do is say, I want a divorce.
Yes.
You don't do this.
Yeah.
That's low.
Yes, it is.
He needs to never talk to her again.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't want any part of her.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want any part of this.
Yeah.
So get out.
I agree.
And don't tell him.
Yeah.
You're not his friend. It's none of your business. Just stay out of it.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Don't be a fool.
Yeah.
That's just wrong.
Yes, it is.
Okay. That's your bonus.
That was the bonus.
Yeah. That's a terrible way to treat someone. I don't care who they are. You will always look like the bad one because look at the way you behaved.
Yeah.
Look at what you did. You were unhappy, so you did this? Well, you fucked up two lives, didn't you? And
yeah.
Your own.
Right.
Come on.
Yeah.
And you're married. I mean, what are you teaching this guy? This 22-year-old.
Yeah.
This is not okay.
No.
What are you telling him about women?
Yeah.
That they grow up and act like this? No, they don't.
Mm-hmm.
If they do, you want no part of them because it's going to get uglier.
Yeah.
And if you get involved with a husband, you're going to be in the middle of all of it.
Mm-hmm.
You want nothing to do with this.
Yeah.
That would get very ugly. You're only 22.
Right.
Run for the hills. Run like you're on fire. Run like she's on fire. And you're on fire.
At the same time.
Yeah, seriously. Like, you just got caught on fire because you were next. Get the hell away. Save yourself.
It's good. I like that advice.
Every time. Anyone who cheats on someone with you, you get out of it.
Yeah.
Don't stay in that relationship. It's going to be messy. If they can do it to someone else, they can do it to you.
Right.
That doesn't mean that everybody who's done that will do it again. I don't believe that's true, but this kind of person,
mm-hmm.
What's she doing on Tinder?
Yeah.
Grow up, you know?
Yeah. Completely
22,
agree.
22, okay, yeah. I get it. I mean, that's different. You're mature, you're young, I don't know, I don't think it's great, but at the same time, like, that is fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a teacher.
Yeah.
Good God. I feel for the husband. And, but we don't know what kind of a nutcase he is. He married her.
Right.
But seriously, this 22-year-old needs to run as fast as you can.
Yeah.
God.
I agree. Completely agree.
Yeah, you're young. Don't get in this. You don't want any part of this. Okay.
Okay. Well, that was the last question. And thus concludes this episode of Girlfriend Translator.
Yeah.
Forgot to mention at the beginning of the show, but I'll say it now. Please leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.
I feel like a shill, like a loser.
I know, but this is, gotta play the game.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't want to play the game.
Well, I think that we do. I think
is
that
it important, really, that
yes.
They do this? Why?
It's important because the more reviews.
Because of the man? I don't even want to support Apple at this point.
I know what you mean by that. But on any platform where reviews are accepted, that allows our show to be promoted to a top of a featured list or to reach more people.
Well, maybe we could create a system by not doing that.
Well, I think
that... Yeah, we're going to break the... I don't know. I just hate that.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
But the second part of the announcement after...
But I'll defer to you because whatever, I'm not, you know...
Yeah, I think that it's still... There's a reason why people do it.
I know. I'm just thinking...
And that is actually, to me, like... That is something that is still generally pure because...
It's not pure at all.
But
leave me a 5-star review. It's like, I love that people are that honest. I appreciate that. But do you see how broken a system is if that's what you have to do?
I do, but it still is a popular vote system because that is actually...
I guess.
People,
yeah,
like something
yeah.
that actually has
no,
merit that
saying.
Is user generated and user promoted to the top of the list.
Okay.
So that is still...
I know. I just would love a world where
that's more,
if you just liked it, you... supported it.
But I think that is a way to support it, and some people do need a bit of prompting. So that is my argument for that, and that it still is a genuinely democratic way for something to gain popularity. That's not paid for features.
I think you're right.
So that's how I feel about it.
I still feel weird, but you know I do.
Yeah.
I would defer to you.
Yeah.
Because you're more...
Second part of the announcement is...
No.
If you have your own relationship question, Valentine's Day is just around the corner. If you want some of this advice, you can send your own questions and we will answer them in the next show to girlfriendtranslator@gmail.com. If you want to just see the email directly, it's in the show notes. You can access it there. Or again, just the name of the show.
I'm 100% on board. Yeah. Five star. No, we're not. Yeah. We're not fake.
No. And I think that is a genuine, like.
I do believe making an effort for the things that aren't false or trying to, I don't know, just like. There's so much crap now, and if something is authentic and real and you actually appreciate that, you really need to make the effort.
I don't know. Ratings and reviews, that is an organic way for people just to see content that's good. So if you like what you're hearing, then just, submit your feedback to increase the odds of someone else stumbling upon us, and we appreciate it.
And anything else that you feel like doing
to
promote us would be great.
Yes.
It's better than this.
You can submit your questions to girlfriendtranslator@gmail.com. Thank you, and we will see you shortly for episode 14. Bye-bye.